Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to So In Love, a weekly 30-minute broadcast full of love and laughter about marriage for husbands and wives. So In Love is a live show based on biblical guidance and practical living. Your host, Hector and Cassandra Foy, married for 24 years, are committed to the covenant of marriage and demonstrating a fit union. That is, how to have fun in your marriage, how to invest in the relationship, and how to live in the truth. So, we invite you to grab your morning coffee, tea, or juice, and meet together as husband and wife as you hear from your hosts the truth about what you said I do to. I now present to you, So In Love, live with your hosts, Hector and Cassandra Foy.
Good morning, darling.
Good morning.
Hey, welcome to the So In Love Show. You are live with your host, Hector and Cassandra Foy. Thank you so much for joining us on this morning. We want you to know that we are excited about what's to come, and we hope that you are too. So listen up. Today we are talking about self-improvement. Yes, we're in our series, Self-Improvement. And we're going to be discussing how you can guard your heart for self-improve, to benefit you, to grow, to do those things that you desire to do, to reach those goals, hashtag goals. Yes, that's what we want to do on today. So this is the season for change. This is the season for improvement. This is the season to embrace that process that we've been talking about. So come on, grab your morning beverage, your coffee, tea, or juice, and join us for the conversation. And for those who are listening for the first time, we want you to know that the So In Love Show is a 30-minute show full of love and laughter to help keep your marriage fit. That's having fun, investing the time, and getting the truth of God's Word. So thank you again for joining us. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and also LinkedIn. Find us there and at So In Love Radio. Again, that's at So In Love Radio. And we want you to know our email address is soinloveradio@gmail.com. That's soinloveradio@gmail.com. And you can reach us off the air at 647. That's not right. 518-732-5588. That's 518-732-5588. One more time, 518. Real love. That's with the U. So we, again, thank you for joining us, and we are going to get right into our conversation after we open up in prayer. Don, you want to open us up in prayer?
Yes, I do. Father, we thank you. We thank you for another day. We thank you for another opportunity, Lord God, to share your word, Lord God, and share with others and life experience as we continue to walk in victory in our lives and our marriages and in our hearts and minds, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done and all that you're going to do, Father. We appreciate you so much, Lord God, and how you have brought us through the storms, Lord God, and we come out with our hands up in victory, knowing that you are faithful in all your ways, even though many things have occurred and happened, Lord God. You are still yet faithful. You are with us, and you never leave us and never forsake us, oh God. So we count on that strength that you have given us through the dark times and through the storms, Lord God, and we can go through with our hands lifted up, knowing still and yet, Lord God, we have victory because you're leading us through our situations, Lord God, and you're going to shine the light of your word and light of your love so we can continue to draw strength, Lord God, even though the situation may seem bleak and hard in our lives, Father. So we thank you Lord God, for all that you've done and all that you're doing, Lord God, and your protection, continually giving us the hope that we need, knowing, Lord God, that we're constantly, Lord God, growing in you, and you love us so much that you'll never leave us or forsake us, but you give us everything that we need when we need it. So we thank you. We give you the glory. We give you praise. We continue to pray for our families, Lord God, for marriages, Lord God, for our children, Lord God, and for the world, for those that are in leadership position, Lord God, that you will keep us in perfect peace, Lord God, because our mind and our hearts are stayed on you. So we thank you for all that you're doing, Lord God, constantly knowing that we have victory in spite of. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, God, for that prayer.
Yep.
To God be the glory. Listen, we want to, again, share with you our topic on today. We're still in the series of self-improvement. Guard your heart. Wow, that's a mouthful within itself, babe.
Well, yes,
guard your heart, because mm-hmm. the Word of God talks about that. And it's very important. The heart is a very important organ in the body.
All right, yep.
And we know it produces blood flow. It gets that blood pumping through our body.
Yes.
And I love this scripture and how it breaks it down. Let's read that. I think it's Proverbs 4:23.
Yes, Proverbs 4:23, and it reads, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life."
Wow.
There's a version that says, "Guard your heart with mm-hmm. all diligence." You know.
Yeah, yeah.
Out of it flows the issues of life. So you want to keep it, right. You want to guard it,
right.
Protect it.
And when you think of that word guard, what word comes to mind for you?
Protect.
Protect, yeah, that's true.
Shield.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Protect, shield.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think about people who stand guard, wherever it is, whether it's a bank or whether it's a, you know, some kind of retail store, whether it's a, you know, even the prison cell, you know.
Right, yeah.
Think about those. Even the guards over in England who stand and protect the you know, the
queen.
The queen,
yes. Mm-hmm.
And
house.
King, right.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting.
The kingdom.
Right, the kingdom.
Yes.
And we have to consider that guarding, standing guard. And how do we do that? We do that not only through prayer, but there's something we have to do. We talk about that process.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we say, "I'm praying for you, I'm praying for you." That's great. Prayer works. Prayer is powerful. But at the same time, there is some things that we have to do also tangibly, action things that we have to do with our own physical selves, right?
All right.
Walk it out. It's like you're going for a job. You can pray about the job. Are you prepared for it? Are you doing what you have to do to
yeah.
get that job?
Prepare.
Right. And mm-hmm. the same thing for guarding your heart. You can say, "Oh, well, guard your heart, guard your heart." But what are you doing to guard your heart? And like you said, protect. And I believe you said, might have said watch over too. That's one thing that came to me, you watch over your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we do that? Let's talk about that. But before we do, I want to mention a quote I thought was powerful that a man said, his name is Michael Hyatt. He's an author and also a blogger as well. And I just thought it was powerful what he said. He said, "If your heart is unhealthy, it threatens everything else, family,
wow.
friends, career, everything," he says.
Mm.
This is Michael Hyatt. And I just thought that was powerful because we know the enemy comes against us in all kinds of ways.
Yes,
right?
He does.
But
yes.
We are also to be our own worst enemy.
Now, that's the truth.
And for he talks about, one thing he says, too, is that the attack the enemy brings or that attacks that are formed, rather, of some different circumstance that leads to disappointment, discouragement, or even disillusionment in situations. He said he's attempted sometimes to quit. And that happens in time, but we have to walk it out. We can't surrender to the enemy, right?
Right.
So I think that there's a powerful quote. Again, I'm going to read that again. If your heart is unhealthy, it threatens everything else, family, friends, career, everything, he says, with an exclamation mark.
Yeah.
I'm going to post that as well, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good post. Well,
yeah.
Also, I think about Proverbs 23:7, the 8 clauses,
mm-hmm.
and it speaks and says, "For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he."
Oh, see,
that's
yeah.
the 8th clause. So, you know, I mean, if you think the wrong things about yourself,
right.
that takes
right.
over your mind, and then, you know, you react and respond in a way that is damning to you and your whole you know, being. You know, it can affect you, and it won't allow you to grow and prosper in the things that you should because you think negative about yourself.
Wow.
And you have to be conscious. Like if you're in an abusive marriage, sometimes abuse is not the hitting. Sometimes it can be verbal abuse that causes inner damage, not so much the outside where you can see it physically, but the inside where you are, you know, thinking you're not worthy
of your mental
emotional state is so low and damaged that you don't think well of yourself, and then you don't care about several things in your life, and you never prosper in that manner, in that way. So, you know, it's important that, if anything, you need to think highly of yourself.
Right.
You need to, you know your self-worth, that you don't allow anything, even your own self, to speak negatively and thinking that you're undeserving or you deserve to be treated in a manner, in a way that's not good and not healthy.
Yeah.
You know, so that's another thought in reference to, you know, the heart and garden. And,
that's serious right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we have to take these things into consideration. And it's not just for those who are married, it's those who are unmarried. That's one thing I love about the Soul and Love show. Even though it's designed to build and equip marriages, a lot of the stuff that we discuss and a lot of these issues that we discuss, it deals with the whole person.
Yes,
you know,
it's a prepping.
Right.
You
prepping,
know.
Prepping for and also prepping after.
Yeah.
Because you could find yourself here no matter what stage of life you're in, no matter what age, no matter what sector, whatever you're doing, your education, you could find yourself, and we all should guard our heart. So let's look at that. Why should we guard our heart, right? Why? One of those scriptures even goes far as saying, one of the versions of the scriptures even go as far to say, above all. Like, above all, guard your heart. You know, like everything else, listen, guard your heart. Above everything else, whatever you do, guard that heart.
Yeah, okay.
It's making it plain and simple and putting an urgency on it. Like, this is important, people. Listen up. You need to guard your heart. Why? Because your heart is the center of everything. Black people think with their heart. They do things with their heart. They make decisions with their heart.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times you hear people say, "Don't lead with your heart. Don't don't allow your emotions, which is dealing with your heart, right,
mm-hmm.
to guide what you do or all those different things." But the one thing about it, I think, if we guard our heart properly, the heart is not such a bad place to start, because think about compassion. As Christians, we should have compassion for people. Yes, we should use our knowledge and wisdom and what we, you know, the things that we learn to move forward in life. But at the same time, if we guard our heart properly, if we listen to the word of God, if we hear God and obey Him, we can lead with our heart but yet use wisdom. Right, because
right.
we need that compassion.
We definitely
as well.
Need that. Mm-hmm. Right.
It's not just all knowledge, but wisdom is applied knowledge with compassion. You know, you just can't, like, just go and be harsh with people, do whatever and say whatever you want to do. Now, sometimes you have to have some tough love, I get that. But we're talking about, you know, and for the most part, in general, making sure that our heart is guarded properly so we can respond correctly, right?
Yes, yes, because it's important. And growing up, and I think about, you know, in love,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think about my father. A lot of times he was straightforward in his conversations, and there was no cushion,
right.
really.
No cushion, no
there was
cushion.
No cushion. He was
well,
just direct in what he said. So, you needed to know that he loved you, and the reason why he was expressing himself and saying, you know, what needed to be said is because he loved,
mm-hmm.
and he loved hard, you know. So in that sense, he felt that you needed to know the truth, you know, whether it was...
Right.
You know, it was sometimes it came across, well, it felt harsh, but to know him, to know that, you know, everything he said and did was
right.
in love,
right.
you know, it wasn't, but sometimes, you know, that's why it tells you, speak truth in love.
Right.
You know.
Easier words.
Yes, easier words with grace.
Because
we don't desire to offend because in that case, if you offend, then people don't actually hear what you're saying.
Right.
You know, and they only hear what is said and not what you're actually saying. You know, and they put up walls and they put guards up, and then you know everything that you're expressing, you know, tends to go in one ear and out the other. So it's important that you know be cautious and be conscious of your presentation, because your presentation is key in every and any situation. You know, so
that's true.
So like they said, and as you. Thinking about, you know, there's a saying that said garbage in, garbage out. You know, what you take in, you know, a lot of times that will be reflective on what you give out. So it's important that we speak love, speak in love, and continue to be. I mean, it's just like one of those things you think about. You desire someone to speak to you in the way that you desire to be spoken to.
Right, right.
You know, and allowing that to be your guide. You know, so you do not offend and be encouraged. Now, some words, like you mentioned, it said, it don't matter how you present it or how you say it, you know, they can be offended by it because they don't want to hear it.
Right. That's true.
But it's not that you said it in a way that was offensive.
Right.
You know, so again, that's a heart situation. Yeah. And that's dealing with your heart.
That's true. That's true.
Because you know, if you're in a relationship or anything that's going on in your life and someone that loves you say that person or that thing or whatever is no good for you, you don't want to hear that. So you are offended by it. You get, you know, defensive and then mad, angry, upset, you know. But the person is speaking to you in love, you know, and because they love you, they want what's best for you. But because you're not in the place to receive it or even hear it, you know, it's offensive to you. But they did not intentionally try to offend or didn't even say it in an offensive way. Is because your state of mind,
right?
You was offended by it. Yeah. So it's again, it's about you and how you hear and receive and process, you know, what somebody is trying to express to you.
Something. Wow. That's something. And so let's talk about some of those ways that that things kind of can contaminate our heart.
All right.
The Bible talks about, you know, protecting our eyes, our ears, our mouth, you know, all those things.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because we have to be careful what we see, what we listen to, you know, what we watch, what we listen to, and what we say.
Yes.
All those things are damaging to not only our heart, but can be damaging to others' heart, right?
Yeah. I think about, you know, as we, you know, watch movies or someone television, and something that I watch might offend you, and then something you watch, you know, might offend me, or, you know, I do not care for scary movies or all that, you know, all that kind of stuff. I just don't care for it, and
I don't care for me.
Annoyed about the whole situation. I don't want to be scared. I don't.
Okay.
I know I don't like, you know, that, but now suspense is a different thing. But that gory stuff, you know, that killing,
yeah, bloody stuff,
that bloody
you
killing,
that kind of
that, but some people are,
because we'll thrive on it.
Yeah, and they enjoy it.
We know that love, carefully.
Yeah,
no names mentioned.
No names mentioned.
Might
but yeah. But still, you know, what offends you might not offend me.
Right.
But what
right.
offends me might not offend you. So, that's a
guard.
Well,
our spirits might be able to handle that, too.
That's
I
true.
About that as well. And I think that's one of the reasons why, personally, myself, I don't watch those kind of things. Because it's not good for my spirit. Some people, it doesn't bother them. They just go right for, you know, and, hey, whatever.
Yeah, like they say, to each his own.
Each his own.
But it's about self-improvement.
Right.
And
that's the thing. And watching what we see, what comes into our eye gate.
Yes.
You know, that's important. That's key. We have to make sure that we don't look at those things look at those things that will hinder us from moving forward, from doing better, from learning. Because a lot of times we watch things, we hear things, we talk about things, we have discussions about things that don't benefit us.
True. Yes.
You know, and like, what's the point? Yeah. If we're trying to, for example, if I'm trying to improve my finances, if someone's trying to improve their finances, and I'll use myself as an example, I'm trying to improve my finances, but yet still I continue to hang around people who spend money all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Or who look at what I'm doing negatively.
Right.
How would that benefit me? Why do we continue to have those conversations with people who don't understand?
Yeah. That goes for like losing weight and stuff
right,
like that.
Right. That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah. It's just like they don't get it. Oh,
right.
I'm being conscious of what I eat. Oh, but you know.
You can have that. Go ahead. It's okay.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's okay.
Yeah,
you just encourage
me.
Then, but
yeah.
You shouldn't be the one to like kind of.
Dictate.
Right. Be like, oh, that's you're going too far. You're doing too much. Oh, you're going to lose what they say. You're not going to see you after a while. Right? Really? You think that will happen?
Woo! Yeah, do you think?
Right.
Okay.
But all those things contribute to, you know, how we think about ourselves if we don't know who we are and
right.
We're not strong enough to handle that kind of stuff. And that's a reason why we need to guard our heart.
Mm-hmm.
Not put ourselves in those positions around people who are negative, people who don't see past, people have the saying, don't see past nose in your face or something like that. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But can't see past their situation, can't see
right.
past the four walls they live in.
Exactly.
You often, this is another good one, you often hear, unfortunately, young people, oh my gosh, and it's something that breaks my heart a lot of times, when young people can't see their way out of their environment.
Right, yes. That
you
is
know,
true.
It's like that's all they, that's
know.
All they know.
Mm-hmm.
So they feel like, I'm not going to live past a certain age. They don't even know you're mission of the state. Like, how would I get there? You know, it's like, they don't even think that there's life outside of their state that they're in or life outside the city they live in.
Yeah.
Because they've never been outside of those walls, so to speak. And, you know, that's another way that we can self-improve. Think about, even if you can't get to the place right now, research it. You know, we want to go to Italy one day. Haven't been yet. We want to go one day. Looking forward to it. But there's a process to that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You have to plan for it. You have to save for it. You have to, listen, know the environment you're going into when you're going out of the country.
That's the truth.
You need to study. You just get on a plane and just go. That's not how this works, people. You, when you get there, do you know the customs? Do you know what you're getting into? Do you know where to go, where not to go? Because every country has a place. I don't care where you are. Every country has a place that you should not visit, okay? They talk about certain things in the United States, you know, but no, every country.
Yes.
So know where you're going. And that's nothing, it's self-improve. Research. Studying what you're doing.
Yep.
So again, those eyes, those ears, that mouth, we got to be careful what we say, careful who we listen to, careful what we look at.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all important things. I say we can, we can really take this topic to another week because there's so much we still haven't even touched on this. Even break it down at the eye gate, the ear gate, the mouth gate, all those things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. And the things that we say is so powerful.
Oh, yes.
We can damage our own selves.
Yes.
We can sabotage, sabotage our own lives, our own success.
Truly.
Because the negative talk.
I can't.
Oh,
I can't.
Gosh.
I don't. Mm. Stop.
There's somebody, I'm not going to mention names, might be related. But well, this person is not related to me, but you might have no somebody that's related. They talk negative all every time I see them coming, every time I see them going, every time a conversation, always something negative. Like, do you have anything good? Hey, guess what? The sun is shining. Did you see that? You know, it's like, really? Come on. Everything is not bad all the time. Some people want that self, that they have that self pity. They want you to pity them and feel sorry for them and console them all the time. Listen, come snap out of that. Wake up. There's something better for you. and you're not going to see it, experience it, if you don't guard your own heart and change your, as the apostle says, change your, Apostle Tarver, your thinking.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. Okay. Listen, on that note, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and wrap this up.
Yep.
Y'all, self-improvement. Come on, guard your heart. Here we go. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Soul and Love Show. You are live with your host, Hector and Cassandra Foy. Thank you so much for joining us on this morning. Listen, we're talking about self-improvement, guard your heart. We're going to have to pick this up next week, y'all. This is a good topic today and another day too, right?
Yeah.
But we want to definitely hit home on some other things. We feel this is very important because a lot of times we don't guard our heart. We don't watch what we watch.
Mm-hmm.
We don't watch what we say, and we don't watch what we do or hear. So we want to make sure that we have this conversation again. So for next week, invite a friend, invite someone to join you on the Soul and Love Show. We want to remind you that we're going to be moving platforms soon, and for the month of August, we'll be on the air here, Blog Talk, through the month of July, I believe. If something changed, we'll let you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be moving platforms. And remember that our masterclass has been postponed to 2021.
What?
But we're excited. We have some powerful speakers coming in from the north, the south, the east, and the west.
All right.
So we thank God for them. You are going to be blessed because you are highly favored by God. So thank you again for joining us on this morning. Remember to guard your heart this week.
That's right. Love yourself enough to speak life to your own self. We encourage other people. Speak encouragement and life to yourself.
Amen. Amen. And next week we will talk about, we'll finish this up, but we'll also talk about reasons why you must guard your heart, specific reasons why you must guard your heart.
All right.
Okay. Until next time, what will you usually say? Continue to say,
so in love.
Wow, what an awesome show. We look forward to you joining us for the next episode of So in Love. Please share this channel with other married husbands and wives, or maybe you know someone that is engaged to be married. Tell them to tune in to the next episode so they too can be so in love. Until next time, remember, keep your marriage fit, have some fun, invest the time, and live in the truth of God's word.